bullshitting each other about how it was a fine day. Twitter twit, a real fine day. Tomorrow there'd be plenty to eat. Tomorrow he'd be west of Winston and into wild country, where he could kill him a squirrel with a stone's throw. There just wasn't much to eat these days in the country he just walked through, between Greensboro and Winston. Seems like everybody who ever owned a gun or a slingshot had gone out killing squirrels and possums and rabbits till there wasn't a one left. That was one of the problems with this part of Carolina still being civilized with a government and all. Near half the people were still alive, probably. That meant maybe a 250,000 in Guilford and Forsyth counties. No way could such a crowd keep themselves in meat just on what they could farm nearby, not without gasoline for the tractors and fertilizer for the fields. Greensboro and Winston didn't know they were doomed. Not yet. They still thought they were the lucky ones, missing most of the ugliness that just tore apart all the big cities and left whole states nothing but wasteland. But Jamie Teague had been a ways northward in his travels and heard stories from even farther north, and what he learned was this. After the bleeding was over, the survivors had land and tools enough to feed themselves. There was a life if they could fend off the vagabonds and mobbers, and if the winter didn't kill them, and if they didn't get one of them diseases that was still mutating themselves here and there, and if they wasn't too close to a place where one of the bombs hit. There was enough. They could live. Here, though, there just wasn't enough. The trees that once made this country beautiful were going fast, cut up for firewood, and bit by bit the folks here were either going to freeze or starve or kill each other off till the population was down. Things would get pretty ugly. From some stories he heard, Jamie figured things were getting pretty ugly already. Which is why he skirted his way around Greensboro to the north, keeping his eyes peeled so he saw most folks before they saw him. No. He saw everybody before they saw him, and made sure they never saw him at all. That's how a body stayed alive these days. Especially a traveling man. A walking man like him. In some places, being a stranger nowadays was the same as having a death sentence from which you might get an appeal, but probably not. Being invisible except when he wanted to be seen had kept Jamie alive right through the worst times of the last 5 years, the whole world going to hell. He'd learned to walk through the woods so quiet he could pretty near pet the squirrels. And he was so good with throwing rocks that he never fired his rifle at all, not for food anyway. A rock was all he needed for possum, coon, rabbit, squirrel, or porcupine. And anything bigger would be more meat than he could carry. A walking man can't take a deer along, and he can't stay in one place long enough to smoke it or jerk it or salt it or nothing. So Jamie just didn't look for bigger game. A squirrel was meat enough for him. Wild berries and untended orchards and canned goods in abandoned houses did for the rest of his diet on the road. Most of all, a walking man can't afford to get lonely. You start to feeling like you just got to talk to some human face or you're gonna bust, and then what happens? You greet some stranger and he blows your head off. You put in with some woodsy family and they slit your throat in the night and make spoons out of your bones and leather bags out of your skin, and your muscle ends up in the smokehouse getting its final cure. It led to no good wishing for company. So Jamie never did. That's why he was sitting by himself in a tree over the chain-link fence that marked the border of I-40 when he heard some folks singing. So loud he could hear them before he saw them. Singing, if you can believe it, right on the road, right on the freeway, which is the same as to say they were out of their minds.